Following its resounding success at the Theatre Tournesol, Le Périple de Céleste will continue its journey on May 11, 12, 18, and 19 at Theatre Le Monnat, before touring in Ceuta and Tripoli. Once again, Les Bouffons created a magical spectacle for the whole family, featuring Cynthia Karam, Bruno Tabal, Christina Farah, Line, and Lore. Written and directed by Bruno Tabal, Le Périple de Céleste is a return to the child within us, as Cynthia Karam asserts. Upon entering the theater, the team of Les Bouffons, with smiles on their faces, draws both the young and old into a closed bubble where time halts and magic prevails. Songs for children from major musicals or legendary films, nursery rhymes from the days when parents themselves were children, are sung in French, Arabic, and English, engaging a culture-thirsty audience. The play, penned and directed by Bruno Tabal, transcends a mere fairy tale. It is imbued with family values and individual principles. Love that conquers all, friendship as the most potent weapon, the dangers of hurtful words and bullying, and acceptance of others despite differences are woven into an engaging and interactive narrative featuring characters like rabbits, a parrot, a lion, a panda. Céleste is preparing the spring festival with her friends Line and Lore. Her husband returned from the front at Christmas, and since then, all has been well. However, the dreadful war djinn will return to invade her world and cast a terrible spell on the handsome officer, and Céleste must embark on a long journey to find the remedy in the distant mystical forest. It would be impossible not to give tremendous credit to the proactive actors of the project. As Bruno Tabal states, everyone has contributed their part, even in the writing and selection of songs. The selection process took an immense amount of time. Bruno Tabal is wholly committed on stage. Whether in his portrayal of the villain character, reminiscent of the Phantom of the Opera, or in his final scene with Cynthia Karam where the magic of the duo shines brighter than ever, elevated by the pure world of childhood, the credibility of the performance, and the melding of their harmonious voices teach us to love. I must acknowledge the enormous work of Christina Farah, who also made a significant contribution to the production, Bruno continues. Christina, in her role as the fairy, brings credible magic. Her lightness, marked by a strong stage presence, adds a living dream to the play and fulfills the children's expectations. Line and Lore, from the team of Les Bouffons, accompany Céleste on her journey. They maintain angelic smiles throughout the play, coupled with boundless energy. Cynthia Karam has proven herself thoroughly. Alternating her golden voice and authentic acting, she masters all octaves. Moving from Chicago to the world of children, from comedy to tragedy, she easily switches between her various characters, each time adopting a theatrical approach filled with humanity. One clings to her movements, hangs on her gestures, as she breaks the fourth wall with her gaze and her heart. Céleste, in red heels, as feminine as she is natural, elegant and lively at once, of their parents' age, without exaggeration or restraint, vibrant, enthusiastic and genuine, invites the children to join her in her adventures and encounters. She articulates the irrefutable truths of life, principles one could cling to, with utter spontaneity. With eyes fixed on her, children are enchanted. This way. This way. Cynthia knows her path well, the one of the stage she commands flawlessly.